السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaha, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 15th of November 2025, corresponding with the 24th of Jumadul Ula 1447. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma la nuhsi sanan alayka anta kama afnayta ala. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat, and Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba from strength to strength, and Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen from the entire team. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Uftisar, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mauna Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine and Gaza, and 99% of the cities and countries of the world. We welcome the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, the wasila barakah of the Master Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we focus on chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verses number 6 and 7. To understand today's lesson, we need to understand this background first and history. When Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah at the age of 53, we find that in Madinah Munawwarah there were three Jewish tribes, the Banu Qaynuqa, and thereafter we have the Banu Nadir, and then the Banu Qurayza. Now the question arises, what were the Jews doing there in Medina Munawwara long before the Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara? They already read in their Torah, and their rabbis had told them that the final and last messenger will arrive and come to Medina Munawwara. And they were 100% sure, according to the figment of their imagination, that the last and final prophet and messenger will come from Banu Ishaq. When we look at Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Khalilullah, his name Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, auspicious name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. And then he has his son, first Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, then the second son, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam then has a son, you must remember, and that is Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam's title is Israel. So in the Quran Sharif, the Quran is replete with such verses, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, O you children, progeny of Israel, meaning that of Jacob. Now, from that time, right till Jesus, the last prophet of the Israelites, all of them came from the progeny of Isaac, and that is Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. So the Jutlas and the Jews at that time already thought, and they had this firm conviction, that the last and final messenger will also be from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam progeny, from Isaac's progeny. But lo and behold, Almighty Allah wants to elevate whoever He wishes, that Yahdi man yasha, and Yu'izzu man tasha, wa Tuzillu man tasha. Almighty Allah guides whoever He wishes, and Allah gives honor, dignity to whoever He wishes. Allah does graces, humiliates whoever He wishes. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala send the final prophet and messenger, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there to, from who? From Banu Ismail, from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is where all the trouble started now. When they realized that the final messenger came from Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, what they say, Ismail, progeny, then hasadam min indian fusim. Because of jealousy, enmity, hatred, they rejected the message and the messenger. And when Mustafa Rasulullah entered Madina Munawwara, the coronation and preparation were made for the coronation of who? Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. And that is the leader of the hypocrites. So now he lost his kingdom and his leadership and what have you. So he already had a hidden agenda that I must oppose, and his team and munafiqeen, Allah forbid hypocrites, will oppose Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, the Sahaba. The Jutlas, they also were colluding with the hypocrites, so they had a hidden agenda. So first, the brave Banu Qaynuqa were kicked out, and they landed up there in the Khaybar. And thereafter, Banu Nadir, regarding whom we are discussing, I'll mention to you now more important things. So they were also expelled. And then after the Battle of Khandaq, then Banu Qurayza were also expelled and kicked out. So all three tribes were kicked out. And where were they settled? In Khaybar, 140, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara, 1 hour, 20 minutes, 1.5 hour drive. And we advised the people to go to Khaybar and see the forts there and so forth. Nashta and Rasta, have early breakfast, and then you go there, spend 1 hour or so before Zuhur comfortably. You'll be back there in Medina Munawwara to perform your salat in Masjid al-Nabawi, so in the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam's masjid. So that is my advice to you. Now, when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam was invited by this Banu Nadir, the Jutlas and the Jews of Medina, so they had said that we are going to assassinate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the wahi. Now from where the Master alayhi salatu salam was, where the masjid is, just 3 miles, 4 miles is where the Banu Nadir were. That is their base. So they didn't have to go with horses and camels or anything. It's walking distance basically, 3-4 miles. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalala mentions. So now they realized they were guilty, and now they stayed in their forts for 10 days, the Jutlas, the Jews. And then they realized that now there's no food supply coming in, no real water coming in. So they surrendered. So now Sahaba Muslims, that they burned some of their trees and cut down some of their trees and so forth. So now these Jutlas were told, okay, you take your stuff, whatever you can, and you get out from Medina Munawwara. So they destroyed their own houses with their own hands and so forth and so on. So they also were expelled. And then time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, because the Master alayhi salatu salam said on his deathbed, and hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. So when he, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, became the ruler, he expelled them from Khaybar as well. So once you understood that, then you will understand today's lesson. Now when we involve in jihad, in fighting the enemy, there will be two scenarios. One is where physical combat takes place and so forth. Like in the month of Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, the Battle of Khaybar took place, where the Muslims defeated the enemy. And remember, 16 Sahaba were martyred, some say a little bit more, 18, 20. So the numbers fluctuate according to different historians, between 16 and 20 Sahaba were martyred, but normally one we say 16. And the Jutlas, more than 90 of them, the Jews, were dispatched to Jahannam there in Khaybar. So that is now warfare, combat, actual fighting take place. And therefore Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda is known as Fatih Khaybar. So once you are victorious, then remember that what will happen, 80% of the booty, spoils of war, will go to the Mujahideen, those who participated in that battle. And 20% will go to the Baytul Mal, the public treasury. That is Mali Ghanima. That is the spoils of war. That is the booty. And now when you come to a place and there's no real physical combat and fighting, and the enemy just surrender, like what happened here, the Banu Nazir, they just surrendered basically, because they knew they're guilty and they could not fight Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba. So for that you have fay. Fay means the wealth that they leave behind will enter the ownership of the Ummah, and that will be distributed among the Ummah. Now just see how great and magnanimous the Ansar were, the people of Medina Munawwara, what great, great hearts, how generous, magnanimous they were. As you will understand now. So this was the brief background that you needed to understand. So now let's go to chapter 59 and verses number 6 and 7. So fay means literally to return. So this wealth of the enemy, in this case the Jutlas, the Jews, was returned to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Chapter 59 verse number 6. وَمَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ وَمَا and whatever أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ whatever wealth, assets of the Jews was returned and given to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you are the head of state, you are the commander-in-chief, Ya Rasulullah. You were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. So now you decide how you want to distribute it. فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ. And you Sahaba, you went from Medina Munawwara central there to Banu Nadir with a dot 3-4 miles away. So Allah says, فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ, you did not have to go and run. You see, أَوْجَفْتُمْ, that you did not have to run and move and carry on. مِنْ خَيْلِيُ, with your cavalry, with your horses. And وَلَا رِكَابٍ, with your camelry. So khayl your horses and rikab your camels. So cavalry and camelry. So that will be the good translation there. And O Jaftum, you did not have to race with your horses and camels and so forth. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَلِّتُ رُسُلَهُ وَلَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Almighty Allah gives authority to His prophets and messengers over whomsoever He wishes. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him, Jutlas Harami, say Moshi, 136 times his Nami Nami, Ismi Grami mentioned in the Noble Quran. Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, Aaron, so that is the biblical name, 20 times in the Quran. Against all odds, we find that the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies, all of them drowned. Dispatch to Jahannam and the Hellfire, chapter 40, verse number 46. And everything was inherited by the Bani Israel, you see that. So that is how Almighty Allah gives victory to whosoever He wishes. In front of our eyes, our Taliban and Mujahideen defeated America and the coalition, 48 countries. And it's very important for you to remember that when I give you and render to you the news, views, interviews, you will see how all that fits in, you see that. And you must remember that our Hamas, how they defeating the Americans and the Indians and the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Europeans and so forth and so on. Still standing firm, you see that. The Jutlas don't know what to do because they are cowards, 100,000 of their men injured, another 10,000 sent to hell. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma sallit alayhim azaban shadida. Allahumma shattit shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khali bayna qulubihim sufufihim, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin, al-muhtallin, al-ghasibin, al-mal'unin, al-mustawtinin, ya qawiyu ya aziz. Every day, O Imams, you should be reading the Qunut al-Nazila Fajr time and making dua against the Jutlas and protect the Masjid al-Aqsa and the Palestinians. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has power over everything. In 1 minute, 1 second, 1 split second, Allah can destroy the entire America with their nuclear and Russia and Israel and all these haramis put together. Now that when this all this wealth comes to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not like the booty. The booty, 80% will go to the Mujahideen, those who were there dicing with death in the battlefield. And only 20% will go to the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, to the coffers of the government, basically. But Faye, what will happen to that which you are now the owners, and how will that be distributed? This is your Islamic economics. This is your Islamic finance. Not what you are speaking of today, Sharia compliant and all that. That is just making the masses into fools, remember that. The scholars for dollars are looking for loopholes and skullduggery and just playing for fools because they want to enrich themselves. And a typical case of scholars for dollars, if you understand it. So read chapter 59 and verse number 7. Ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi, and whatever Almighty Allah has given to His messenger Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if you take literal meaning, whatever Allah Ta'ala returned to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam min ahlil qura, from the various towns. So the townships, you see that, that will be a better translation. Qura, the plural of qariya. So the qariya, the township of the Banu Qaynuqa, of the Banu Nadir, of the Banu Qurayza, the three tribes of the Jutlas and the Jews there in Medina Munawwara. Prior to the Master alayhi salatu salam migrating to Medina, they were there, as I explained to you. So what must happen now? فَلِلَّهِ, it belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Meaning the entire universe and whatever it contains belongs to Almighty Allah. Now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling you, O Muslims, that He, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will distribute it according to His discretion, and the Master alayhi salatu salam will then give it to these various categories of people. Walil Rasul, and the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the head of state and the chief member of the army as well. So this is just to give you terms, remember that you understand. Walidil Qurba, the family of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the household. Because the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wife, the children and so forth, the Sadat, those who are belonging to the family of Nabi alayhi salam, their lineage goes to Sayyidina Ali, to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuma. So like that, so they will receive from this faith, from this booty and the spoils of war and so forth. You can't give them zakat. Remember that. Zakat cannot be given to them. And on that there's unanimity and consensus. Wal yatama, and give the orphans. Who is an orphan in Islam? Man mata abu and wahuwa saghir. So remember that boy, that son, that daughter, whose father, biological father, passed away, and he or she are not baligh. They have not attained the age of puberty, maturity, because once they become baligh and mature, the son, he sees a wet dream and experiences ihtilam, or the daughter experiences a menses and a haiz, then no more are they yatim. And now you can't say I'm an orphan, because Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, la yutma ba'da ihtilam. After you become baligh and mature, you attain the age of puberty, so now you are no more an orphan. And the mother can be alive, remember that. Quran Sharif is very clear on that. Go open chapter 93, the surah many of you know. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did Almighty Allah not find you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a yatim, an orphan? And then Allah Ta'ala gave you shelter. You see that? So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable mother was alive. Father passed away before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the auspicious birth. And still Allah Ta'ala said, Yatim, chapter 93 and verse number 6. So we need to understand, people send me messages, I'm 20 years old and I'm an orphan. Sometimes they married and they still sing orphan. So all that is bunkum, remember that. How can you be an orphan when you are baligh and mature? So they just want to play on the sympathy, empathy of people. Wal yatama, so a certain amount and percentage will go to them, the orphans, the plural of yatim. Wal masaki, the poor and the destitute. You see that? The plural of miskin. Woman is sabil, and those who are the travelers, they hardly have anything and they're traveling from here to there and so forth. You know, in those days was very difficult. Not like nowadays, we have so many ways to travel from point A to point B. So all this wealth will filter down to them. It won't remain in the coffers of the politicians. It won't remain in the coffers of the government. Who was the minister of finance of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Mu'adhinu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa waziru mali. Go to Babu Saghir, that is the famous graveyard there in Damascus, and you will see on the loha, on the board is written there, the mu'adhin, the caller of prayer, and the minister of finance, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu anhu, the African mu'adhin. Open Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, and you will find this wonderful, beautiful words. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa addressing him. Anfiq ya Bilal, anfiq ya Bilal. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْأَرْشِ إِقْلَالٍ. Spend, O Bilal, and do not fear that the arsh, the possessor of the arsh, Allah Ta'ala, will let the bounties and the treasury become, you understand, depleted. The more you spend, the more Allah will give you. That is our Islamic ideology. Islam rejects secularism, taking people away from religion and Islam. Islam rejects Zionism. They consider themselves the superior race, the swines and the pigs, the monkeys and the donkeys and the dogs. All these words are used for them in the Quran. And Islam rejects capitalism. What is capitalism? Supply and demand. And then you have the oligarchy. And then you have the monopoly. And then you have the rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer. Therefore, everywhere in the world is like a revolution taking place. Just now you will hear how America is failing its own people, you see that. So Allah Ta'ala taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. So that the wealth does not rotate among your millionaires, billionaires and trillionaires only, the super rich and mega rich. So it must filter down to the poor and needy as well. And that's the distribution of wealth you have. So when you have a capitalistic system, you see our Muslim countries, whole lot have capitalist system. Arab countries, everyone are involved in riba, interest, sood and viaj. So then the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And that is dead against what Islam is teaching. Almighty Allah says, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to you as rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a mercy to the entire universe. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ. Whatever the Master alayhi salatu salam brought, meaning he commands you to do, فَخُذُوهُ. You must accept it. That is iman. That is the sunnah mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam. These people who say they belong to the Qur'ani group and they reject the ahadith, you're rejecting this verse also. You go out of the fold of Islam. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you is haram, like riba and interest and so forth, so you must abstain from it. Wattaqullah. Fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And you're going to oppose Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Oppose Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you're inviting the punishment, the wrath and chastisement of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah Shadidul Iqab. Verily Almighty Allah's punishment is very, very severe. May Almighty Allah grant us siha, afia, protection, preservation of our iman and Islam, and protect us from all forms of punishment and chastisement. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Trump trumpeting away. He tells BBC that you are putting words in my mouth. You are distorting my speech. Now I'm going to sue you. No more 1 billion. I'm raising it now to $5 billion. You see that? And it's good. Both sides are harami, Trump is a harami, and BBC also harami. BBC are over 100 years old. 80% of the time in the 78-80 years of the Jutlas, always they were giving one-sided news in favor of the Zionists and the apartheid regime. So both parties deserve it, you see. That let them fight among themselves. In Flissi, I told you now about capitalism. When I went to America, I couldn't believe it. That when my brother was taking me around Wajid Bai, you see, take us to Washington, take us here and there and all that in Maryland. We were in Hagerstown, you know. So 1 hour drive to Washington, then you find the filling stations. They say special today. You see, Junaid Mutta, pay attention. They say special today, free air. That it means per tire they charge you quarter dollar, half a dollar. To fill up air in your 4 tires, they can charge you $1, $2, $4, whatever they want to charge you, now it goes there. So, and sometimes they tell you it's free. Yeah, we just go, hey, you just say, Gwalisa, fill up the petrol, fill up the diesel, and Fagalamoya, just put in the air. Nobody in the world will think of you have to pay for the air. So that is capitalism, the haramis, you see that. Therefore, Trump is an enemy of the people and majority hate him and despise him. He's only worried about the millionaires, billionaires and trillionaires and so forth. And now inflation is out of control than America. So the basic needs for the people, the tomatoes and potatoes and all that, they are decreasing the prices. You see that? Inflation is rocketing there. So don't think America is a very good place, what you saw in Hollywood and all this haramhood and so forth. Pakistan is blaming the Pakistan Taliban and the Afghan Taliban for the bomb that took place there, an explosion in front of the court there, remember, in Islamabad. So understand the whole game. America is the chief. Pakistan is the knocker. You see, that is the slave and the worker. Therefore, they made sure they get rid of Imran Khan. When Imran Khan was asked, will you allow the CIA to have bases here in Pakistan, so then they can attack whichever country. He said, I will not allow one base of America or any foreign country on Pakistani soil. So that was for them a shocker. A Pakistani president, prime minister, telling them, we are not your servants, we are not your slaves. Therefore, Imran Khan is in jail. He is the one of the only few honest politicians. On other ideas, you can have arguments with him. But on this, everybody agrees. Nobody could bribe him up, ask his ex-wife and so forth. He left millions and millions of pounds and said, you keep it and give it to our sons and so forth. The judge also was shocked. How could this person do that? So that is the truth of Pakistan. Pakistan ki hukumat bhi chor aur Pakistan ki fauj bhi chor. The government also majority are crooks and the army also majority are corrupted. So that is what they do. They want to now undermine Afghanistan and the Taliban government. So now the Jutlas there in Lebanon, you must remember, they want to make their own borders. They master crooks, biggest crooks there are on earth. Steal from the Palestinians, steal from the Lebanese, steal from the Syrians, steal, steal, steal. Therefore, we have to get rid of them. They're a cancer to humanity and so forth. Trump and he, by Trump and MBS, another Khabib, both sides will meet on Tuesday or so coming week. And they will be selling to the Saudi regime who don't even know how to use their arms, the enemies. So F-35s, you see that, and they'll pay them billion and billion of dollars and so forth. Trump is turning the tables on the Democrats. You want me, I must be investigated for the Epstein files and so forth, and how many women I raped and how many crimes I committed. I'm a pedophile. He told his people, the Attorney General, you start investigating the Democrats, and especially, oh, Bully. You know Bully? Bully Clinton, Bill Clinton, both parties haramis. He's a harami, his wife Hillary, another harami, crooked Hillary. And what was he doing there in the White House? When I went there, I wanted to ask the question, but my wife pulled me back, you see that. Hey, you're telling me, madam, that we can ask questions. Where Trump was busy with Monica, tell us. But my wife pulled me back. When I get hold of these people, then we must name them, shame them, and nail them, the haramis. We saw Clinton, another Pakka harami. So rains in Gaza, you see, Allah's mercy gave, but now they're living in tents and all that. So the meager supplies they got, that also got destroyed. Allah knows best, and Allah Ta'ala destroy America, Israel, India, and all these enemies of Islam and Muslim. Allahumma alayka bi a'da'i deen. Russia, from Russia with love. I like Putin. Putin pakka harami also. Russia warns Ukraine. How dare you become a member of NATO? Then we will tear you apart completely. Half of you, we finished up Kiev and all that. And today, if you know, it is day number 1361 since the Russian attack and invasion of Ukraine. You see that? India. So remember, they're looking for trouble, India. India opens an air base near Ladakh. If you know anything of global politics and geopolitics, so this side is China. China, Pakistan are very good ties they have. They always take care of Pakistan. So now they, that is India, Modi and all of them, they go build the airspace right next to the Chinese border. And that area is called Ladakh. And these Chinese and them have big problems with that. Gaza needs much more food. The food is only trickling in. Make dua for them. Rashida Talib, you see, she got Muslim name and all that. So she wants to introduce a bill to the Congress that the Congress must recognize that the Gaza genocide took place. But what does American haramis remember? It will be very difficult, but at least it will be on record. At least she tried the level best. So that's good also. Ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. Ya Allah, I tried this. So in life, sometimes you know you won't be successful, but it's recorded. At least you tried. So that will be an excuse to all, may Allah, in my means, I tried my level best. So see, yeah, what, and Modi and his party won in Bihar. If you know India, 74 million voters are in Bihar, majority Muslim. I can tell you from now, خوب دانلی ہوئی. So you must remember that there was huge rigging and so forth. They say Modi and his party won more than 60% of the vote. Never ever could they win that. And suddenly they won more than 60%. Why? They disenfranchised the millions of Muslims. They just removed their names, you understand, from the voters' roll and so forth. You must understand India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, these are corrupt countries, you must remember that. Oh, Lord Aramis. America wants the Caribbean countries like Trinidad, Tobago. I visited all these places, you know, so they're the Caribbean. So they say, you better join us, and now we're going to have joint exercises against Venezuela. Venezuela also we went. You see, Chavez, we like Chavez. Anybody anti-American, anti-Israel, we like him. Chavez used to speak there in the United Nations. He says that he came after George W. Bush. He says, I can still smell the odor of George W. Bush here, the Harami. We want speakers like that, must humiliate and disgrace the Israelis and Americans and the Haramis. 6 dead in India, explosion took place, you see that? So things they think they're going forward, but Allah punishes them. Allah ki lati be awazeh. You must ask any Jutla, any Zionist, any politician, American, or whoever else, European. All of you are unanimous that Russia invaded Ukraine. Today, Saturday, is day number 1361, right? So it was on 24th of February. Imran Khan was there by Putin. And it was in 2002. So meaning we're well into 3.5 years there, plus minus, right? So now you say that this Europeans and Americans and Haramis, Russia must pay for all the reconstruction there in Ukraine. So the question we are posing to you, America and Europe and Israel, who must pay for the reconstruction of Gaza? You flattened the whole of Gaza. You committed war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. Isn't it but right that Israel and America must pay and the European countries must pay, like Germany and others? Because you flattened the whole thing, committed all the crimes. Then you see the true colors coming. A whole lot of them are Haramis, you must remember. Come to South Africa. Yes, Cyril, for this we salute you. When our brothers, sisters, children from Palestine, Gaza, landed at O.R. Tambo, then he, Cyril, said, we cannot turn them back. Well done for that. We salute you for that. Lasufi, the premier of Yeh Gauteng, survives a no-confidence vote, you see that. There are 130 Palestinians currently in South Africa. Where are they? Where did they spend the night yesterday? So many of them are in Lakefield. One of our brothers has a lodge there. Allah reward you, my brother. I don't know you. Some of them in Johannesburg. Some of them there in Roshni and other places. Today, I believe, I spoke to somebody senior yesterday, one of the ulama, and he told me that today they'll be having a meeting and the Gift of the Givers, the Women's Forum, and many other role players will be there. Then they will take a decision. The Women's Forum suggestion, which I really agree with, that I hope they take the decision. You see Nigel Heidelberg all nearby. So there is an old age home belonging to the Muslims, and they just revamped it, and there's nobody there. So they say they can house all 130 of them there in that one complex. So I think that would be the best. But anyway, that Imtiaz Suleiman and them, they will know best. Yesterday we went for Jummah, you see, with my brother Ahmed Abdi. You see the G20 preparations. You can't believe it, Johannesburg, clean. And the signage and the lights and everything are working, putting lipstick on the pig. That is what's happening, you must remember that. And lunch we had there by Maulana Muhammad Ali of Middleburg. So his father is our Mamaji. Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu passed away in Muharram 1967. So by Hazrat Mamaji's granddaughter, you see, Muhammad Ali's daughter. So wonderful lunch, and I spoke to Muhammad Ali there, mashallah. Then I met a person, Javeri, Yusuf Javeri. So I asked him that in Mehman, Dr. Javeri care I? In Darum, Newcastle, one doctor came from Canada and he said, you students, you're drinking too much Coke. Therefore, I see too many of you wearing spectacles. I was there present. And he was really very good, that doctor. I wanted to meet him, you know. So now I haven't met him for 20, 30 years. He said, no, it's a Johannesburg man. So, mashallah, very good. I agree with Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, you see, that this Lyft Airlines and this border management, we must sue them, you know, and that the way they humiliated the Palestinians and so forth. So yes, if Imtiaz, you go ahead, we will give you all the support and du'as. We need to teach the Jutlas and these enemies of South Africa a good lesson as well. And all you Muslims, inshallah, contribute to Imtiaz and his team. And inshallah, for us, it must be an honor to host all these Palestinians. Allah Jalla Wala, destroy America, Israel and India. We say it loudly and boldly because they're all the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.